The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are coming off a bye, but we take a look at what could be in their future and why Tom Brady's potential return next season isn't out of the question. Let's go.
You are Locked On Buccaneers, your daily Tampa Bay Buccaneers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's up and welcome to the Locked On Bucs podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. We are your daily podcast covering the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, free and available on all platforms, including YouTube. And we thank you for making us your first listen or view of the day. I am James Yarko, deputy editor of SB Nation's BucsNation.com, flying solo on this episode. But of course, you can check out my co-host, David Harrison, all of his work over at Sports Illustrated's BucsGameDay.com. And of course, you can follow everything on Twitter at Locked On Bucs, at JYarko underscore Bucs, and at DHarrison82. Again, we thank you for making Locked On Bucs your first listen or view every day. Today's episode of Locked On Bucs is presented by Prize Picks. Pick 2 to 5 players, and if they will score more or less than their Prize Picks projection, you can win up to 10 times your money on any entry. First time users sign up with promo code Locked On and get a 100% deposit match. That's prizepicks.com, promo code Locked On. Apparently, the notion that Tom Brady could be back under center for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at age 46 in 2023 is not very far fetched. For those that may have missed it over the weekend, Ira Kaufman of Joe Bucks Fan had a sit down with Bruce Arians, and Arians was asked about the possibility of Tom Brady potentially returning next year. And Arians said, quote, he loves it here. He loves his teammates, his coaches, and the organization. If he decides to play next season, I think it will be with the Buccaneers, end quote. Joe Bucks Fan also spoke with a source inside the organization that said, quote, everybody here knows Brady is 1 year at a time, but what you see every day is a guy who acts like he wants to keep playing. This is his team, and the team loves him. He's heavily invested in many ways. It's hard to imagine he'd find a better situation with another franchise, and he's been playing great for 3 years, end quote. Now, after all of this was said, ESPN's Joe Buck was asked about the possibility of a Tom Brady return to the field in 2023. And Joe Buck obviously spent forever with Fox. I think it's like 25, 27 years, something like that. So he's still very tied in with people at Fox. I'm sure he still has a lot of friends over there. But of course, he's going to know people in the know. And Fox, as you all well know, signed Tom Brady to a 10-year, $325 million contract to be a color commentator on their number one broadcast, you know, the America's Game of the Week, every week following his retirement. And Joe Buck said, quote, is there a chance Brady doesn't work for Fox? Yeah, I think there's a chance. Who knows where his family life takes him? Who knows if he plays one more year or he doesn't? I know there are people at Fox who would say there's a chance he doesn't call a game there, end quote. So all of this is adding up to saying that maybe the possibility of Tom Brady returning to play in his age 46 season is not out of the realm of possibility. And look, Brady isn't having a bad year. The offense has its red zone woes. They aren't scoring at the same clip that they did with Brady the last 2 years, but Brady's still fourth in the NFL in passing yards with 2,805. He's behind Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, and Joe Burrow. So he's number one in the NFC, number four in the NFL. This is after week 12. He has the fewest interceptions among starting quarterbacks with just 2. The touchdown numbers are not great. He's only got 12 passing touchdowns on the year. As many of you know, one of my bold predictions is that he was going to have 45 on the season. that's not going to happen. And there have been moments that Brady hasn't looked sharp. He hasn't, you know, been his best. But overall, he's still one of the best quarterbacks in the league right now. The offense kind of as a whole has struggled. It's not all on Brady. Some of those poor passes or the missed time passes can be attributed to the offensive line not being great. And I think they've shored some of that up with Nick Leverett playing as well as he has. You're still hoping that Ryan Jensen comes back. But let me say this. If Tom Brady does not return in 2023, let's say the season ends, championship or not, and Tom Brady says, okay, now I'm walking away. Now I'm done. I got the Brady brand popping off. I got my Fox contract that I'm going to go ahead and pursue. The Buccaneers are not getting Lamar Jackson. So just put that thought out of your mind right now. It's not happening. If Baltimore can't get a deal done with Lamar Jackson, he will get franchise tagged. So Lamar Jackson in 2023, between Baltimore's ability to franchise tag him or get a long-term deal worked out and the Bucs' salary cap issues, Lamar Jackson is not happening, period. If it does, I'll come back and I'll eat crow and you all can blow up the YouTube comments and blow up the voicemail line and laugh at me at how wrong I am, but I am beyond certain that Lamar Jackson will not be the quarterback for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in 2023. So that means the current pending free agent quarterback pool for 2023 would be Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnold, Jimmy Garoppolo, Teddy Bridgewater, Daniel Jones, Case Keenum, Geno Smith, Andy Dalton, Taylor Heineke, Cooper Rush, and probably Jameis Winston. Are any of those quarterbacks giving the 2023 Tampa Bay Buccaneers a better chance to win than Tom Brady? Absolutely not. It could also help the Bucs' salary cap situation to bring back Brady if he wants to return, and they could continue to defer some of that money down the road. Now, obviously, at some point, you do have to pay the piper. We all know at some point, you have to pay that bill. But the longer you defer it and the more that salary cap goes up, the smaller of a percentage that dead money is eating into the cap. So if he comes back next year and they can kick the can down the road a little bit further, it's going to negatively affect them less moving forward. Look, the team is still built to win now. And if Tom Brady returns, it at least gives them one more shot at chasing a championship. If Tom Brady looked this season the way Peyton Manning did in his last season with the Broncos, or Drew Brees looked in his last couple stints with the Saints, I would not be advocating for Tom Brady to return for one more year. But the arm strength is there. The IQ is never going to leave. It's a matter of they had injuries along the offensive line. They have had injuries within their wide receiver core, and things just aren't clicking at the clip that we're used to. But everything that you want from Tom Brady is still there. And the team is still one of the better rosters in the NFL and can absolutely compete. Tom Brady in 2023 gives the Bucs the best chance to do so, and it just might happen. Some other things that might happen are some bold predictions for the rest of the season that I have coming up in just a moment. This episode is brought to you by Turo. Turo is the world's largest car sharing marketplace, and with Turo, you can book any car you want, wherever you want, from a community of local hosts. Browse a huge selection of vehicles for just about any occasion or budget. You could book an SUV or a minivan for a family road trip, a pickup truck to run some errands or maybe do some landscaping or yard work, and you can even test drive an electric vehicle that you might have your eye on, but you're not sure how it fits in your day-to-day life. Every trip is backed by liability insurance. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply. Forget boring rental cars and find your drive at Turo.com. This episode is also brought to you by Prize Picks. Just pick 2 to 5 players, and if they will score more or less than their Prize Picks projections, you can win up to 10 times your money on any entry. You're not competing against other people. It's just you against the projections available. And Prize Picks offers projections on any sport that you can watch. The NFL, NBA, MLB, NHL, PGA, college football, men's and women's college basketball, esports, NASCAR, WNBA, disc golf, cricket, and more. They have safe and fast withdrawals currently operational in over 30 states and Canada. Download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com to sign up and play daily fantasy sports. First-time users can receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100 with promo code Locked On. If you deposit $100, Prize Picks is going to give you $100, $50, they're going to give you $50, and so on. Just don't forget to enter promo code Locked On at signup for that instant deposit match up to $100. Thank you again for making Locked On Bucks your first listen or view of the day. For your second listen, make sure you're checking out the biggest headlines in all of sports with Locked On Sports Today, available on this app and YouTube, wherever you get your podcast. It is bold prediction time. Let's take a look at some bold predictions, courtesy of me, for the final 7 games of the season. So this is how I see the last 7 games playing out. I do think that I agree with David from his Friday episode that the Bucks are going to finish 5-2 down the stretch with a final record of 10-7. I do think that's how that shakes out. I don't know if we agree on the games that we think they might lose, but they have a pretty favorable schedule moving forward. So over the course of the next 7 games, this is what will happen. You could take it to Bet Online and bet a dollar on it, because we know how good I've been at predictions this year. But let's have some fun. Mike Evans is going to hit 1,000 yards on the season against the Cincinnati Bengals the week before Christmas. He is 329 yards away right now, so he would have to average 83 yards per game to reach that point. Now, he hasn't had over 80 receiving yards in each of the last 2 games, but it's a pretty attainable measure to get to for Mike Evans. So I'm confident that he can average 83 yards a game and end up passing that 1,000-yard threshold yet again when the defending AFC champions are in Raymond James. This one's going to get real bold, and there's a lot of people that aren't going to like it. But you know what? I'm sticking to my guns. Julio Jones will have more touchdowns the rest of the season than Chris Godwin, Cade Otton, and Leonard Fournette. Julio has a receiving touchdown in 2 of the last 3 games. His targets have increased each week since he returned from injury. He's becoming a larger part of the offense. He's becoming more trusted by Tom Brady, and he's going to continue to get those opportunities. I think we are going to see Julio finish the season very strong, barring any injury. Hopefully he stays healthy, knock on wood, all that good fun stuff. But he's starting to become a factor, and I'm here for it. I like what I've seen. Now, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong, but you know, a couple of things have played into this. Cade Otton, we saw his target share go down a little bit with the return of Cameron Braid. Chris Godwin, who's had a really good season, just got to the end zone the first time in the Buccaneers' win over the Seahawks. And then I think Leonard Fournette is going to see a lot of his opportunity cut into by Rashad White moving forward the rest of the year. So let's flip it over to the defensive side of the ball for a moment. And I am predicting that the Bucs defense will score 3 touchdowns in the next 7 games. Now, they have 1 touchdown this year, and that came in week 2 against the Saints. Now, we've seen over the last couple weeks, the defense has really started to tighten up a little bit. They finally broke their drought and got a takeaway against Seattle on that Devin White forced fumble of Geno Smith. So those takeaways are going to start to come a little bit more frequently. There's enough playmakers on this defense that can turn those turnovers into touchdowns. So mark it down, 3 touchdowns for the Buccaneers defense the rest of the season. Back to the offensive side of the ball, the Buccaneers are going to average 24 points per game the rest of the year. They currently average 18.3 points per game, and they have scored over 24 points 1 time. And that was when they scored 31 in a loss to Kansas City. So Rashad White is going to give the offense a boost moving forward. You hope that Ryan Jensen returns. That's going to give the offensive line a boost. You, as I mentioned just a moment ago, you have Julio Jones becoming a more viable threat and getting more acclimated to the offense. We've seen Scotty Miller become a bigger part of the offense. We have seen Cade Otton become a bigger part of the offense. So it's starting to come together. They've had the bye week to continue to work on figuring it out. And I think the offense is really going to start to hit its stride. I'm not talking, 35 points a game. Let's not get crazy. But I think they can average 1 more touchdown a game than they've basically been getting so far throughout the year. Finally, both Vita Vea and Devin White are going to finish the season with double-digit sacks. Vea needs 3.5 sacks to get to 10, and White is halfway there. He's got 5. Both are going to go on a tear and be leaders on this defense. We're going to continue to see more of the recent Devin White after he kind of snapped out of the funk that he was in there for a couple of weeks, and he is going to become a machine. He's going to get sacks. He's going to force takeaways. He's going to be all over the ball carrier. We're going to continue to see that upwards trajectory of Devin White that we've seen over the course of the last few weeks. And a big part of that is going to be he and Vita Vea hitting the double-digit sack plateau to help make up for missing Shaq Barrett. A couple items of note coming out of the bye week coming up in just a moment. This episode is brought to you by BetOnline.net. BetOnline.net is your number one source for sports betting information, stats, news, and analysis. Get the latest odds and trends for every professional and amateur league out there, from football to basketball to soccer and esports. We've got it all at BetOnline.net. And if you love sports podcasts like this one, you can find those at BetOnline as well. They are the fastest and easiest way to get your betting fix. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more. BetOnline, where the game starts. Wrap things up here on the Locked On Bucs podcast. And just some items of note coming out of the weekend for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. First and foremost, the Buccaneers have designated running back Giovanni Bernard to come off injured reserve, and that opens the window for him to return to practice and hopefully return to the field. Now, the question is, where does Giovanni Bernard fit in, if at all? Is he going to come all the way back just to be a healthy scratch every week? Is the healthy scratch going to be Keyshawn Vaughn? I don't really see them having 4 running backs dressed each and every week. You have Rashad White and Leonard Fournette as the lead backs. Keyshawn Vaughn did help matters a little bit when Leonard Fournette left late in the game against the Seahawks with that hip injury. Had a crucial 3rd-and-10 catch for a first down. So where does Gio fit in? When he was brought in, he was kind of that third down pass catching back kind of role, but a lot of Leonard Fournette's value is in the pass catching game. Rashad White has shown that he can catch passes. He can also pick up blitzes. You know, he's a factor as well in the passing game. So I'm not really sure. I think it's honestly, it's probably best for Geo to be the number four back on the depth chart. I think Keyshawn Vaughn, who has been here all season long, has earned that right to do exactly what he did against the Seahawks and step in when called upon. I don't think Giovanni Bernard is, as much as I like him and as great of a teammate and person as he is, I don't think he should jump Keyshawn on the depth chart after returning. So might be a Kyle Rudolph situation where he's there, but he's a healthy scratch on game days. Something else worth discussing. Both Luke Getteke and Russell Gage returned on Monday after having missed the last few games with injuries. So Luke Getteke's role, I think, moving forward should be the backup, right? Nick Leverett has stepped in. All of a sudden, the running game starts to get going a little bit more. The passing game has become a little bit more efficient. Tom looks a little bit more comfortable in the pocket, has some more time to get the ball out of his hands. Nick Leverett has played better than Luke Getteke. I do not think they should go back to this back and forth nonsense, alternating quarters like we saw against the Carolina Panthers. Nick Leverett has earned the right to keep this job. It stinks for Luke Getteke to lose his starting job based off of injury, if you want to call it that. I think performance had a lot to do with it as well. But right now, the offense is looking much better, and you don't want to mess with that just to shoehorn somebody back onto the field. Go back and check out my conversation on Thursday of last week with Buccaneers staff writer Brianna Dix. She talked about Luke Getteke's transition over to the left guard position and how he's still trying to learn and adapt. And he was kind of, it was baptism by fire. So leave Nick Leverett in. Getteke is now a solid backup with starting experience. You just hope that he doesn't have to come back in and mess with the cohesion that the offensive line is now starting to show. And then Russell Gage, his role is looking to be really diminished. You know, we were all really excited. David and I both were about the signing of Russell Gage and what he could bring to the team. He hasn't been super effective when he's been on the field. He's had a couple of, you know, key catches. He's had one kind of breakout game. Other than that, he really hasn't shown a whole lot. And, you know, like I've talked about earlier in this episode, Julio Jones is now more involved and more viable as an option in the offense. Scotty Miller is getting more targets and is being trusted in those spots. We didn't even talk about Rashad Perryman, who we know Tom Brady will go to. You have Cade Otton, you have Cameron Brateback. Those are guys that Brady trusts to catch the ball. So it stinks because we know what Russell Gage can bring to a football team. But again, you don't want to shoehorn something in just to force it into the offense to the detriment of what we've seen starting to grow and build over the course of the last couple of weeks. So that's not to say the Gage's snap count's going to go down to 8% or something ridiculous like that, but you're probably looking at a guy who's only going to get about 3 or 4 targets a game as long as Evans, Godwin, Julio, Scotty, Cade, and Brate are out there, and not to mention Rashad and Fournette to get their own share of targets as well. So something to keep an eye on for sure, but it's nice to have another potential threat on the offense returning, whatever his role may be. With that, we are going to get out of here. Thank you again for making the Locked On Bucs podcast your first listen or view of the day. For your second listen, of course, you can check out the biggest headlines in all sports with Locked On Sports Today, available on YouTube or wherever you get your podcast. I will be back with Evan Klosky tomorrow. We're going to start looking ahead to the matchup with the Cleveland Browns. It's going to be cold. I'm telling you right now, it's going to be cold up there. It's not going to be a good time, but hopefully the Bucs will come away with a win. But we're going to take a look at those Cleveland Browns, what they can do on defense, and of course, Nick Chubb, who is having an absolutely phenomenal season So make sure you come back and check out what Evan and I have to say about that one. If you have questions, comments, thoughts, anything at all, of course, you can leave us a voicemail at 813-444-5841. And check out everything David's doing over at BucksGameDay.com. Check out my work over at BucksNation.com. And of course, follow everything on Twitter at LockedOnBucks, at JRCo_Bucks, and at Harrison82. Hope you all have an absolutely outstanding day. Stay safe, stay healthy, fire those cannons. And we thank you so much for joining us right here at Locked On Bucks.